I never understand this male idea that ladies can't fight. I can fight quite well, wouldn't you say, Altman?
Ow, stop punching me, you crazy lady!
Well, that's strange. I can usually hear someone sort of in the back of my head narrating my every move as if they were watching what I... Where is Millie? Odd blood, where did that woman go to now? I swear to the heavens, I need to affix a bell to her neck just so I can keep track of her.
Does that mean you'll finally yield, you daft woman?
If you do not stop that train of thought this instant, I will begin to pummel you and won't stop until you cry for your mother. I need to find my junior knight. Where could she possibly have gone to?
Maybe she is with my squire.
You have a squire? Who thought you were... Never mind. Where is your squire?
I sent him to the woods. I was hungry and I felt it would be good use of his training.
You really are as dumb as you look. Do you understand what are in these woods? There are things out there that eat squires for tea time. And missing junior knights for dinner. Right then. Let's go.
I think I should just lie here and wait for my squire to bring me food. But I was fine staying right here.
How did you ever become a knight?
I'm a man. Why wouldn't I have been a knight?
Odd's blood. Right then. Look for any possible footprints. You do know how to track things, correct?
I am very good at tracking. The best in the lower kingdoms.
Right. You look over there, and I shall look over here. Yell out if you find something. Millie!
Skippy!
You call your squire Skippy?
Of course I do. I can't be bothered to learn names when I replace my squire every 3 months. It makes life easier for both of us. He is the Skippy, and I am the champion knight, Sir Altman.
It is a wonder you can breathe and walk at the same time.
Of course I can, you daft woman. I am a champion.
Right. Just keep looking.
Is that my banner in the dirt? My mother gave me that banner when I left home.
I'm sure she was terribly heartbroken to see you go. Or thrilled. Right then, which way do you think they went?
It looks like they're headed towards the lake.
Then we shall head that way as well.
Shouldn't we return to our knights?
I think the Skippy fellow has an excellent point. We should return and get away from the loud dragon sounds. Get help and all that.
Not until I find a dragon. I can't prove my worth as a knight if I can't slay a dragon.
That seems rather silly. What if the dragon kills you? What if you never find a dragon? How could that be the only way to prove you're a worthy knight?
Them's the rules. I'm just following them.
Lady Millie, you have never been one for the rules. You should know lying is a bad trait to develop. I still don't think we should go that way. We should head back to Lady Xantippe.
Did you hear that?
The ducks?
I think so. They sounded kind of whiny to me. Let's go check it out.
I'm not sure that we should. I was supposed to find food for Sir Altman, and I've been gone for quite a while now. I really don't want to get in any trouble.
Well, if there are dragons, that's a lot of food. And if we can't find a dragon, maybe we can find some ducks. Come on.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Rats. No dragons.
Huzzah! Maybe next time, Lady Millie. There is always a next time.
What am I supposed to do now for Sir Altman's food? I can't go back empty-handed. I don't want to spend the next month polishing his armor.
Don't worry. We'll find something. I know. Remember when we heard the ducks a while ago? Well, there has to be nests around, and what do nests have?
Eggs?
Right! They have eggs! We'll just look for some and gather the eggs, and then you won't have to polish armor.
An egg hunt sounds much safer than a dragon hunt.
Should we stay together?
I think so. Never know when trouble might show up.
Odd's blood, Millie! Don't jinx us! I'm beginning to understand Lady Xantippe so much better now.
Just keep an eye out for ducks. They can be a little mean.
Right. Look out for mean ducks and eggs. Understood. What is that?
Ooh, shiny.
I don't think we should touch that.
Is that an egg? It's so shiny and spiky. How am I supposed to fix that for Sir Altman?
That isn't an eaten egg. That's a treasure egg.
Well, I don't want a treasure egg.
Oh, come on.
I need
look
to
how
get
shiny
eaten
it is.
Eggs.
Look.
What in heaven's name was that?
I don't know what that
I
noise
don't
was.
Like
I just.
This
Millie, I think one of the mean ducks found us. Millie? Skippy? Run! What has found Lady Millie this time? How close is Lady Xantippe to finding her wayward knight? And how did I get dragged into this situation? Tune in next time for the next exciting chapter!
What in Odd's name was that?
You've been listening to Queen of the Knights, an Arthurian chapter story, written by Amy Riddle, directed by Eugene R. Hendricks, narrator by Tim Price, Xantippe by Femi London, Millie by Amy Riddle, Altman by Bill Robinson, and Squire Skippy by Nicole Tomty. This production, characters, and storyline are copyright 2023, Azir Voices, LLC, all rights reserved. Help!